muscles. If you watch television 5 hours a day, what muscles are you building up? Not the democracy muscle. Yeah. It's deadened by it. But the internet gives us real hope of reinvigorating democracy and capitalism.
Yeah. You've been very successful in business. You've just announced and publicly the other day you had a wonderful stock option from Steve Jobs, who was your friend and who you were on his board. You bought a television channel and rechristened it as as the Current TV. And you just sold that and made a handsome profit. You sold to Al Jazeera. Mm-hmm. And people take note of the fact that Al Jazeera is in part subsidized or sponsored by the Qatar government. Mm-hmm. Did that cause you a moment of saying, look, if I do this, if I sell to them, even though I'll make a handsome profit, people are going to say, oh, I wish you'd found a better buyer.
I did extensive diligence on that whole question. Of course I understand that critique, which was then a potential critique, absolutely. But what the diligence showed very clearly is that Al Jazeera has long since established itself as an immensely respected news-gathering network around the world. It's won the major journalism awards in country after country. It is respected as having integrity. On its climate reporting, for example, it's higher quality and far more extensive than any of the U.S. networks. They do 24/7 without any commercials. They hire the best journalists they can hire, and they tell it like it is. And they have that reputation. So I think they've earned the right
But they've also given access to on their air to some really, to all kinds of things in terms of people who have a very bad reputation.
Not on air, Al Jazeera English.
No, that's true.
Al Jazeera is carried on the Israeli national system.
Right.
It is praised by the State Department in its home area. That's where our fleet is located. It's our closest ally in the Arab world. Secretary Clinton said it's part of the solution, not part of the problem. It has really acquired a tremendous amount of respect. But people will be able to judge for themselves.